Status check means you don't necessarily have to use all 20 minutes.
So what I want to know, frankly, because there were two proceedings here, as I understand it, review of the original removal order, and then a habeas petition. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
The proceeding we have here is a habeas petition?
That's correct.
And if we understand it correctly, he is no longer in the custody of the United States.
He was returned to Pakistan in October early.
So what do we have before us to decide?
Well, I'm a little confused about that myself, Your Honor. When the briefing schedule was moved up to December, I had to scramble to put this together, and it seemed to me that this case does not, or this court does not have jurisdiction over this habeas petition, because this is a challenge to custody. It is not a challenge to a removal order. And the Real ID Act limits the jurisdiction of a district court in a habeas petition to consider any attack on an underlying removal order, which this is not.
Well, okay. And so you don't think that we have any jurisdiction, and you just assume dismiss it as moot? And let the removal petition, the review of the removal petition, removal order, go forward on a different track and maybe?
Well, I think this should be remanded to the, or transferred back, I guess is the proper term, to the district court, because they do have jurisdiction.
Well, that's what I didn't understand about the brief, so that's why I guess you're here. What is before the district court?
Well, if the case is transferred back, we would argue that since the removal period, since detention is controlled by 8 U.S.C. 1231, because this is now a post-removal case, and since we are beyond the 90-day removal period, at least that's what I am arguing, that's what the petitioner is arguing, that Mr. Hawk would be or should be considered for post-removal release from custody under criteria set forth in the Code of Federal Regulations. In other words, after the 90-day period has expired, mandatory detention no longer applies, even though the basis for the removal order is an aggravated felony. Aggravated felons can be considered for release from custody after the expiration of the 90-day period.
But he's removed, but he's no longer in custody.
Well,
so what's the custody he's being released from?
I haven't actually briefed that issue yet, Your Honor, and I'm searching for something here. What I think I would start with is that a person who is removed, an alien who is removed, who files a habeas petition after removal, there's no question, there's no jurisdiction there, there's no issue. But if the petition for the habeas petition is filed while he's in custody and then he's later removed, then I think that this court has clearly stated that there is jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction for whom? The district court?
Well, the case was the case was Zagara Gomez, 314 F3rd 1124. And the quote is, as long as the alien continues to suffer the collateral consequences of his removal, courts continue to have jurisdiction.
Well, that may be true for the removal petition, but what's the collateral consequence of his having been detained pre-removal? That's what we were trying to figure out. We're familiar with the case, but you've got a removal case where you, which presumably isn't moot because of what you just cited, but the habeas case is, has to do with custody. So what collateral consequence is he?
Well, he's...
you don't necessarily have to come up with an answer. Yeah.
The only one is that, that he's now, you know, on the other side of the earth, and a very, very, it's much more unlikely that he's going to be ever be able to come back, and.
But what relief would the habeas court grant under those circumstances, allow him to come back free of custody?
I don't have an answer for that, Your Honor.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Yes. Sam Betwee for the government. Does the court have any questions of me?
Well, do you disagree with where we wound up there?
Well, I'm not sure what I would disagree with.
Can the district court do anything? Do we have jurisdiction of a habeas petition anymore?
Your Honor, I believe no. There is no jurisdiction for two reasons, and one of them is that the case should not have been sent up here in the first place. But second of all, there's no longer any case or controversy, so I think it would be futile for the court to pick the first one and send it back because there's nothing for the district court to look at.
Is there any conceivable relief that the district court could grant under the collateral consequence doctrine insofar as the habeas petition is concerned?
I can't imagine it, Your Honor.
Okay. And you don't disagree that the pending removal petition, which is on a separate track,
yes, sir,
is under the Zegarra case and the collateral consequence. That's where the collateral consequence issue arises. Isn't that correct?
Correct, Your Honor. And, of course, that's a habeas case, Zegarra, and we really don't have any more habeas.
Well, it doesn't have to be Zegarra. But in other words, it's not moot on the removal side, removal petition, because there's case law in this circuit and elsewhere that there are collateral consequences that make the removal case still a case in controversy.
Well, I think the answer to that is that under the current law, that when the alien can be removed during the judicial review and it doesn't moot or terminate the judicial review, and if the alien wins, he or she comes back to the U.S. So I don't think it's a collateral consequence question. It's just
no. Okay, one more thing. I'm not sure I understand the operation of the Real ID Act very well yet. When you said it was a mistake to bring it up here, it shouldn't have been transferred to this court under the Real ID Act?
That's correct.
Why is that?
Only the part that dealt with a challenge to the removal order should have been sent up, and there was none.
Not a final order of removal.
There is a final order, but that's not what he was challenging in the habeas action.
This is not a final order of removal.
Correct.
So it should have stayed. I'm sorry. Be a little slow here. So it should have stayed in the district court?
Yes, Your Honor, and he was still in custody, but then once he was decided to withdraw, have the stay lifted in the removal proceedings and sent back, then it would have been mooted out in the district court.
So you're saying that the district court did have jurisdiction to decide whether or not he had been in custody too long, or what?
I think so, Your Honor. I mean, that brings up a whole new question.
I know that. I just don't understand quite why you say it should have left the district court, because I thought under the Real ID Act, if you're trying to challenge what is really the underlying, the removal, the reason for your being in custody because of the removal order, whatever, it should be in this court.
No, well, in the habeas proceeding below.
Yeah.
He was not challenging the removal order at all. He was only challenging his custody, his mandate.
The basis of that was a bit of the aggravated felony. So it sounded to the district court as if it really was, as Judge Schroeder is suggesting.
Yeah. I think so. Maybe that was the confusion.
The time, yeah.
I think that is the basis for the confusion.
Yeah. Right. And the removal order, I'm sorry, the removal period question, that and the Zadvydas case, that all has to do with when the government is unable to return the alien. And in this case, the government was able.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dan, anything?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to say about computer media or anything else?
No. We'll submit this for decision and That completes the Court's calendar for this morning. The Court stands adjourned.
Yeah. Okay.